And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 29th of July, 2015. It's the birthday of the newspaper columnist Don Marquis, born in Walnut, Illinois, 1878, who invented the characters Archie the Cockroach and Mehitabel the Alley Cat. It's the birthday of Alexis de Tocqueville, born in Paris, 1805. He was 25 years old when the French sent him to America to study the American prison system, spent 9 months traveling around the country taking notes. And a few years later, he published his famous book, Democracy in America. Alexis de Tocqueville, impressed by the fact that American democracy actually worked, he wrote, "America demonstrates invincibly one thing that I had doubted up to now, that the middle classes can govern a state, despite their small passions, their incomplete education, their vulgar habits. They can obviously provide a practical sort of intelligence, and that turns out to be enough." And it's the birthday of the poet Stanley Kunitz, born in Worcester, Massachusetts, 1905. His father committed suicide in a public park before Kunitz was born. His mother erased all traces of the father from the house, refused to talk about him. But she did not destroy the books that the father had left behind, including the dictionary, which became one of Stanley Kunitz's favorite books. He opened it up every day to find a new word. He liked big words like eleemosynary or phantasmagoria. His first job was riding a horse down the streets of Worcester and lighting the gas lamps at night. He became a reporter for the Worcester Telegram, went off to Harvard, stayed for his master's degree, lived on a big farm in Connecticut, worked as a reporter and a farmer, was drafted into World War II, became a teacher at Bennington College, where he refused to expel a student who the president of the college wanted to expel. And when the president of Bennington showed up at Kunitz's house, Kunitz took a potted plant and threw it in the president's face and then left for good. His third book came out in 1958, Selected Poems. It was rejected by 8 publishers, 3 of whom even refused to read it. And when it was finally published, it won the Pulitzer Prize. Stanley Kunitz, who said, "It is out of the dailiness of life that one is driven into the deepest recesses of the self." Here's a poem for today by Joseph Stroud, "Meadowlarks and Hawks." A farm road in the San Joaquin, heading into the red dirt of the gold country, miles and miles of fence rows with meadowlarks singing on the wires, the song of one entering the song of another. All down the road, window open, I hear song trailing into song, the road continuing as far as I can see, and every mile or so on top of a telephone pole sits a red-tailed hawk, shoulders hunched, turning his slow iron gaze over all he claims of the singing world. "Meadowlarks and Hawks," a poem by Joseph Stroud, from his collection Of This World, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.